WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump hosted the French president at the White House today as Ukraine marked 3 years since Russia's invasion. Despite concerns from Europe, Trump said a deal to win the war could be near.
A lot of good things toward peace are happening, moving it, I think, pretty quickly.
Russian President Putin said he hasn't had any detailed discussions with Trump. The Associated Press is reporting that new FBI Director Kash Patel was sworn in today as acting chief of the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives. It isn't clear what President Trump plans to do with that agency, which Republicans have criticized. Doctors in Rome say the Pope has improved slightly, but is still in critical condition. There are prayer services in St. Peter's Square.
You're very sad. He's one of the, I think, one of the greatest popes we've had.
The Vatican says the Pope remains upbeat and even got in some work today. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles is warning residents of a growing scam regarding fake online car dealers. According to a press release from the agency, the scammers are creating websites and claiming to be a Wisconsin dealership. The websites typically include stock images or pictures of real dealerships in the state, advertising vehicles that are listed below typical market value. Victims are then asked to purchase a vehicle by wire transfer, after which the scammers cut off all contact. Wisconsin wildlife experts are warning residents not to post the locations of rare birds on social media to avoid bird watchers flocking to the area. Residents in the northern areas of the state have seen an increase in the number of snowy owl sightings this year, and officials say crowds of people gathering to snap a picture of the majestic birds could be stressful and dangerous for them. If residents do happen across one of the owls, they should watch from a distance. Those lucky bird watchers should also avoid posting the precise location of the owls online. One person was killed in a single vehicle crash in Altoona on Sunday night. According to a press release from the Altoona Police Department, the driver was traveling on 3rd Street East when they lost control of the vehicle, went off the road into a nearby rail yard, and crashed into a stationary train car. The driver was pronounced deceased at the scene when authorities arrived, and their identity has not yet been released. Authorities' initial investigation found that alcohol and excessive speed were likely contributing factors in the crash. A Cameron man was arrested and charged with possessing methamphetamine and threatening a law enforcement officer on Thursday. According to court documents, 38-year-old Andrew Matthews was charged in Barron County Circuit Court following a traffic stop. Authorities say he was pulled over because his vehicle's exhaust system was too loud, and a K-9 unit alerted officers to the presence of drugs in the vehicle. He also allegedly threatened the officer who arrested him while on the way to jail. Matthews faces up to 6 years in prison. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Badgers hope to bounce back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers had a 5-game winning streak snapped when they lost to Oregon 77-73 in overtime over the weekend. Next, they host the Washington Huskies, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. How do they regroup? Head coach Greg Gard.
Well, you got to turn the page. I mean, we would come back, prep for Washington, rebound and bounce back. And fortunately, this isn't like football where you have to sit 7 days, wait for your next game. We're going to play again on Tuesday night, improve the areas that we need to improve.
NBA, the Bucks won at home 120-113 over the Miami Heat. They head to Houston to play the Rockets tomorrow night. Baseball, Brewers losing 6-1 to the Rockies in Cactus League action. Pat Murphy on what he wants to see this spring training.
I love seeing young players hungry and want to play in the big leagues and never have. I told two or three of them today, have you ever played in the big leagues? They said no. I said, well, you're going to play in the big leagues this year. So call your mom and dad and let them know you're going to play in the big leagues this year.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
You can all.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, maybe a stray sprinkle or shower, and a low in the low 30s. Partly sunny and staying mild for tomorrow, high mid-40s. Another slight rain chance Tuesday night and Wednesday. Temps will stay much above average through the rest of the week. Right now it's 48.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Trevi Olson joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends, period.
That is
and
so
that
well put.
Matters.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, LoveLost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at LoveLost.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, maternal mortality rates are on the rise across the country. Dr. Kristen Lierley is here to explain it all. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10. Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. You could be a big part. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC-IGSPS. Working hard on the board. And I'm jazzed as hell to introduce our next guest. His name is Matt Flynn. He's a former chair of the DPW, an attorney, a Navy vet, and a friend of ours. And he doesn't really like the Rusky commies too much. Hey, Matt, welcome to the show, man.
Dom, it's good to be back with you, my friend. We did stuff together a lot of years. It's
yeah.
Terrific to be on the Dom Show.
All right. I appreciate it, Matt. You know, we've been on some email chains together with some of our concerned friends and listeners out there. And I got to tell you, man, I have missed your voice on these issues. And it, for some reason, I don't know why we can't get over this fascistic, I don't know, tendencies that the Republican Party seems to be embracing these days. And of course, a lot of that has to do with the Nazism and the communist going on, and the KGB agent in charge of Russia right now. Matt, plus we had elections in Germany. Let me just get your sense of where the what's influencing MAGA right now as you see it, Matt Flynn.
Yeah, what really started it, and this is going back some years, is immigration. And at the bottom of it, we have not had a coherent immigration policy in this country for a long, long time. And that's been true under both presidents. So suddenly people swarm into the country. Back in the 1960s, the government changed the laws to make it harder to emigrate here from Europe and easier from other countries. And so the racial composition of the country changed. When John Kennedy was president, the country was 80% Caucasian. It's now about 59%. And what this does is it builds up conflicts and unease. And when people, and one of the things that really hurt the Democrats in the last election, people watch the evening news every night and they see New York, they see Chicago, you know, hundreds, thousands of immigrants just walking around the street. So Trump rode that, but Trump, quite frankly, is a criminal. Trump is a Russian agent. He has three guiding principles, which are, frankly, sadism, treason, and fraud. And he's betrayed us to Russia. He's a Russian agent. And yet people fell for that over the, I think it's the immigration issue going away. It really is.
Folks, you're listening to the Dom Salvia Show. That is Matt Flynn, friend of ours. The Russian agent, man. So, like a former KGB agent put out there on Facebook last week that Donald Trump was in fact recruited when he was in his 40s back in the day when he was a big shot real estate executive in New York City. We know he did go to Russia, and I forget the name that he espoused, but it offered no specific proof of that. While I am very suspicious, Matt, how can you be so sure that the current president, former and current, is somehow a Russian agent?
Well, here's what I would say. First of all, that story, I think, was carried in an Irish newspaper, has not been carried in American newspapers yet. But he did go to Russia going back to the 80s. And starting in the 80s, he was complaining about NATO.
Yeah.
Starting in the 80s. Now, what leads me to believe is the Steele report, number one. The Steele report said that it is widely discussed in Eastern European circles that there was a video. Trump went over, and, you know, Trump is a very, very lax idea of what to do with women. And so apparently he was in a hotel room, according to this report, the Steele report, in a hotel room with some women who were really KGB, but they're pretending to be prostitutes. He has very perverted ideas of sex, and this is on tape. And so he is deathly afraid that Putin will reveal this. And let me take you back to Helsinki about 6 years ago.
Yeah,
in
terrible.
Helsinki, Finland. Yeah, with Putin. And he goes, he talks to him alone. And then he goes, well, Putin didn't interfere with our election. Why would I believe our intelligence agents, agencies and the Republicans committee in the Senate over Putin? He is a slave. He's afraid of Putin. And we can't have a president who is fearful and servile to anybody, but certainly not to a murderous, genocidal thug like Putin.
Well, Matt, but that's where we are right now. And we've seen just in the month that this man has taken over this the administration, how our foreign policy has been upended. You know, 80 years of post-World War II relationships with the rest of the world is just being rewritten as we sit here. How do you, number one, what do you think the motivation of that is? And number two, how do you think the fallout will be in the next 60 to 90 days? Because this is ongoing. It is moving very quickly.
Right. Well, first of all, the motivation is, I think, is sexual blackmail. I mean, if that thing comes out, he's dead. That's the Steele report. Now, he says, no, it didn't happen. And he went to England to sue Steele for doing it, saying it was defamation.
Mm-hmm.
He lost. Trump lost. So, okay, he's a public figure. This report is out there, number one. Number two, his motivation is the same as it was when he was president last time. He did everything he could to benefit, tried to blackmail Zelensky, remember, in the investigating Biden and all this sort of stuff. And so that's an accomplished fact on the ground. One terrible fact that just was revealed about an hour ago, and so I don't know if this has hit the news, is that when Musk is sending, is making the agencies send lists of employees, he did it with the CIA and revealed undercover agents' names. This is Musk and Trump. Undercover agents' names in an unsecured server. You know, Russia now knows it. Iran knows it. China knows it. Our allies know it. And there are a lot of, here's how the CIA works. You have an embassy and a guy will come in and say that he's the head of logistics. He's really CIA. Well, now they know who the CIA agents are in our embassies. Donald Trump is betraying this country to the commie Ruskies. And anybody tells me they're not commies, let me tell you something. They say, oh, we're not commies anymore. They are just as brutal and vicious. And Putin was a KGB mastermind at the top. They're very dangerous. They have Trump in their palm of their hand because he is deathly afraid, in my view, that the Steele report's going to come out. And they've been funding his companies. Eric Trump, his son, told a journalist when he was president before that after the New York banks cut him off after six bankruptcies, the Ruskies are funding him. And this guy, his base, is giving him enough votes to get in there and betray the country.
That is Matt Flynn. You're listening to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. If I recall, Matt, you know, some of that money was alleged to have been laundered through Deutsche Bank into real estate in New York around the time that Magnitsky, we have the Magnitsky Act that was named after a guy who was, what, killed in a Russian prison for identifying some fraud over there. I mean, there's a lot there, Matt, and I know that over the years you and I, we've talked about this, and it gets entirely written off by the megas, and perhaps folks don't read it, don't know the history. You know, you can't be woke if you don't know the history, man. I know you say that, but some folks, I think, just outright ignore it. How could our president, the former president, now current president, how could he possibly be a foreign agent? And what concerns me above and beyond that, Matt, is this embrace and an outright embrace of fascism. When you see Elon Musk given the Nazi signal twice last month, and Steve Bannon at CPAC over the weekend doing the same thing. They're right out there in our faces. They can tell us that, no, I meant just a wave. But, Matt, you know and I know what a Nazi salute looks like.
Right. Well, yeah, it was just a wave. It's like I held up my fan. There was only one finger I'm holding up. Yeah. I just forgot to put the other four up. Right. Come on, give me a break. You know, I didn't fall off the turnip truck on the way into town. You know, the truth is, and let me say something else that's kind of strange. People use words like fascism, Nazi. Nobody remembers what a fascist is. And Nazis, you know, there's the chocolate Nazi, the soup Nazi. It's been kind of smoothed over.
Yeah.
The one thing people really understand as bad as commie. And Trump is imposing communist government on us, stripping our democracy and betraying us to a foreign power. And you say, how is it possible? Well, here's the way it's possible. In this last election, we put up Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris is synonymous in the public mind with identity politics. Nobody in my mind wanted either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris as president or as in charge of our military during war. But because he'd been president and Kamala Harris never had been, what happens is he wins by maybe 1 million votes. But something like 7 million people who voted for Biden never didn't vote for Kamala Harris. They didn't vote at all. He gets back in. He has just baldly found a flaw in our Constitution that gives the president power over the attorney general, prosecutors, and the Justice Department, as well as the military. And he does whatever he wants. And if judges tell him not to, he says, screw you. They said, put the aid back to USAID. He hasn't done it. He claims, oh, I told him to do it. Oh, it's a couple of bureaucrats. Eddie Jones over there.
Yeah, right.
He's on vacation. He didn't do it. There's a lot of bull going on.
Yeah.
He's a criminal. He's a draft dodger. Here's another guy. This is General Yellowbelly. General Bonespurs is what, throwing people out of their generalships and admiralships.
Yeah.
This guy was afraid to go. He was afraid to go. He is a draft dodger, a thief. He is a felon. And what people are saying, well, he can look what in the middle of World War II, if Franklin Roosevelt said, hey, I had it all wrong. Churchill is a dictator. We're with Hitler. What do you think would happen? That would not have gone over, and he would have been out of office. In this one, everybody is for Zelensky. He's the Churchill of the modern era. This guy goes, Churchill's a dictator. Putin's good. And what? We're supposed to say, great, get him the hell out of there. Impeach him. The problem is he has all these guys. He has 50 eunuchs, 50 Republican eunuchs in the Senate who will do anything. And they're doing it not just because they're afraid he'll interfere with primaries. They're getting death threats. Tom Tillis, North Carolina, was set to vote against Hegseth. We already had Moscow Mitch. We had Collins and Murkowski against Hegseth. One more. And the day before the vote, he said, I'm not going to vote against him. The FBI came to him and said that there were credible death threats against him and his family. And he switched for that reason. There are a lot of people in the Republican Party who right now are going along with Trump because they're afraid of physical violence against them or their family. And this is a guy who urged the crowd to hang his own.
Remember, how could we possibly forget? It's almost his name. Folks are listening to the Dom Salvia Show. Matt Flynn, he's going to stick around for at least one more segment. We'll take your calls as well. 855-752-4842. Where is the Republican leadership standing up for democracy, for liberty, for we the people? Where are they? Apparently they're scared. Come back with us. 855-757. More with Matt Flynn.
.5 The Tap.
reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Alba Show.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvi Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. My guest today, Matt Flynn. He is a former chair of the DPW a long time ago, Matt, an attorney here in the great state of Milwaukee, city of Milwaukee, state of Wisconsin. He is a frequent civic media contributor, a friend of ours. And he hates those commie Ruskies, man. Thank you, Matt, for joining us. I want to play for you a little bit of sound. Is this from today? I believe this is from today.
Yep.
Donald Trump being asked questions about, you called Zelensky a dictator. Would you say Putin's a dictator? Let's play cut one, please, Jess.
If you called Zelensky a dictator, would you use the same words regarding Putin?
I don't use those words lightly. I think that we're going to see how it all works out. Let's see what happens. I think we have a chance of a really good settlement between various countries. And, you know, you're talking about Europe and you're talking about Ukraine as part of that whole situation.
Great talk.
The other side has a lot of support also.
So, Matt, apparently he wouldn't call Putin a dictator. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think Trump is an animal. And the fact of the matter is he's being sexually blackmailed by Putin. 35 minutes ago, the Wall Street Journal just reported that the U.S. sided with Russia and China to overturn a United Nations Security Council blaming Russia. And just putting a more bland type of statement about Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
Britain, the UK, and France both have the right to a veto what the US did, but they didn't because they're afraid that Trump would retaliate against them. This guy is essentially switching in the middle of a war, switching from our allies to Hitler. Mm-hmm. That's what he's doing. And he's doing it because he, I think, is afraid, servile, really, to Putin. And I am tired of people who support him. I know people, and you do too, who voted for him. Okay. But once this happens, if anybody says, somebody called in one of the civic media shows earlier today and said he thinks Zelensky is a dictator because Trump said he was a dictator. Trump is a Russian agent. He is hurting our country. He's destroying our democracy.
Folks are listening to the Dom Salve Show. Matt Flynn joining me, 855-752-4842. We have one more cut. Trump with Emmanuel Macron on financing Ukraine's defensive war with Russia. Let's hear cut number two, please, Jess.
Compensated, but not by Ukraine, by Russia, because they were the one to aggress.
Again, just so you understand, Europe is loaning the money to Ukraine. They get their money back.
No, in fact, to be frank, we paid. We paid 60% of the total default, and it was through, like the U.S., loans, guarantee, grants, and we provided real money, to be clear. We have 230 billion frozen assets in Europe, Russian assets, but this is not as a collateral of a loan because this is not our belonging. So they are frozen. If at the end of the day, in the negotiation we will have with Russia, they're ready to give it to us, super. It will be loaned at the end of the day, and Russia would have paid for that.
If you believe that, it's okay with me.
Mr. President.
But they get their money back, we don't, and now we do. But, you know, that's only fair.
So Macron pushing back a little bit on Trump's statements there. Matt, are we going to just end up, is this really just about dividing up Ukraine for the minerals and let's go on from there? Because, you know, it's Russia, it's Ukraine, it's Europe, it's a thing.
You know, look, Trump is totally transactional. Trump doesn't have a shred of integrity or a shred of loyalty to the United States. With Ukraine, they have rare earth minerals. Great. So we'll negotiate with them when this is all said and done and we get the Ruskies out of there. There's plenty of things that we can do. But what Trump is trying to do, and, you know, Europe has given, this is an odd thing to say, we've given more military aid than Europe, but Europe has given more aid overall than the United States. The other thing, keep this in mind, there are $300 billion in Western bank accounts owned by Russia, and I, a lot of other people have advocated, seize it and give it to Ukraine. And they have to get rebuilt after this is over. If we don't stop Russia now, they'll be in Poland, they'll be in Lithuania, they'll be in Finland, and we're going to have to spend more to stop them. Trump is willing to let them take Eastern Europe. Trump is betraying the United States. And people who support Trump now, knowing this, are also betraying the United States.
855-752-4842. We got some folks lining up on the phones. Matt, let's get to them. Brian, you are up from Milwaukee. Welcome, Brian. What do you got for us? Lost Matt there. Sorry, Matt.
Hey, I'm there. Thanks. My only big concern is, you know, with everything going on right now, as we continue to turn against our allies and tear our country apart and undo years of work, I mean, even centuries of work, say we get what we want as far as a democracy is concerned, you know, Supreme Court, yada, yada, new president in there, yada, whatever the case is, how do we fix this problem? Because it's only been 1 month. we're going to be by ourselves sooner than later. I mean, I think I even heard that they just had a new election in Germany for a new president. And even that president just said to people in the UN, no, we need to cut ties with America because they don't care about Europe. That's scary. I mean, Trump is going to start World War III. And how do we fix this problem before it gets any worse? Because I'm afraid it's already too late.
All right, Brian, I'm going to cut you short there. Matt, your concerns. Brian thinks perhaps, you know, our allies are turning against us. Germany just had an election. They're saying we got to be prepared to go forward without the United States and an expanding war. Are you concerned?
I don't think that's going to happen. I think what Merz, the guy in Germany, did say that Trump is destroying our alliances. But Trump, well, there'll be a new president in 3.5 years. What I think is a couple of ways.
Are you sure?
Well, right. Well, that's a funny. Yeah, that's not so funny. But there's a couple of things we can do. One is he should be impeached, convicted, and thrown from office. But the people in the Senate are afraid of him, just like he's afraid of Putin. The other thing everybody can do out there is listening to this thing is immediately call or email all friendly embassies, Canadian, Ukrainian, UK, French, German, Italian, Spanish, and tell them Trump is not our president. Trump is a criminal. Trump is an agent of.
Matt Flynn, stick around. Come back with us more on the other side. 855-752-4842.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin has introduced legislation that would allow Americans to import prescription drugs from Canada. According to a press release, the goal of the bill is to lower the prices of those medications and increase access for consumers. They're also hoping the bill will create more competition in the pharmaceutical market, forcing companies to lower the prices of similar prescription drugs in America. The bill has some bipartisan support from Republican Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa. Attorney General Josh Call has announced Wisconsin has joined another multi-state lawsuit, this time to protect the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. In the lawsuit filed with 22 other states, the coalition argues that the dismantling of the CFPB would cause significant harm to consumers and block enforcement of federal consumer protection laws. The agency oversees big banks, lenders, and credit companies to protect residents from aggressive business practices. The CFPB was formed in the wake of the Great Recession. The criminal case against the New Auburn man accused of pointing a shotgun at his neighbors and law enforcement before ramming an armored vehicle with his truck will be going to trial. According to court documents, 60-year-old Joseph Pushek was arrested in October and charged with four felonies in Barron County Circuit Court. He was also charged with three misdemeanors, including one with a domestic abuse modifier. Pushek entered a not guilty plea in early December, but later amended the plea to not guilty by reason of mental disease or defect. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is expanding with a new facility in Menominee. According to organization officials, the YMCA recently acquired the Menominee Health and Fitness location and plans to turn that and another location into community centers. They also plan to retain the current employees of Menominee Health and Fitness when they move into their new facility on April 1st. The YMCA had conducted a feasibility study for the expansion last year, which saw overwhelming support for expanding their reach into Dunn County. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Trust fund kid Elon Musk has drawn a lot of political criticism lately, but now he's under fire for being a bad parent from his own father. Errol Musk appeared on the Wide Awake podcast and said that his son will probably shoot him for saying this, but Elon is not a good father. This comes after rumors that Musk had fathered a 13th child, somehow with 16 women. Should probably fact check that. It's important to note that just a couple years ago, Errol Musk admitted to having a second child with his stepdaughter, who was only 4 years old when he married the child's mother, according to Rolling Stone. Errol and the girl's mom have two children of their own, as Musk apparently wanted his future baby mama to have playmates. For the record, Rolling Stone also reported that Elon Musk is not a fan of his father. He called him a terrible human being who has done every evil thing or crime you could possibly imagine, which is probably why they decided not to have kids together. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, maybe a stray sprinkle or shower, and a low in the low 30s. Partly sunny and staying mild for tomorrow, high mid 40s. Another slight rain chance Tuesday night and Wednesday. Temps will stay much above average through the rest of the week.
Right now it's 48.
Nothing you could say could tear me away from my dog. My dog is shallow, y'all. Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson. When you adopt a shelter pet, you not only bring joy and love into your home, you also give another animal the chance to experience that special bond. Join me in supporting American Humane Society and their incredible work to help our most vulnerable friends. Together, we can make a real difference. Donate today at AmericanHumane.org.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome RogerEbert.com film critic Mariah Gates for some Oscar talk, and entrepreneur Chad Franker joins the show to talk about a new program to combat loneliness.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC-JAZZ as hell. Our guest today, Matt Flynn, he's going to stick around for another segment. Matt, thank you for doing so. Getting some flack on the Civic Media text line saying, oh, you're just a conspiracy theorist. Matt, you know, Donald Trump's doing these things, these tactics to end the war. We're all behind the eight ball on this thing, Matt. And I got to ask you a question to respond to that, but also frame it in this context. If Donald Trump were not a Russian asset, as you claim, and as Elner Mosayev, a former top intelligence official with the Soviet KGB and in post-Soviet Kazakhstan, he put on his Facebook page that the KGB, recruited a 40-year-old Donald Trump while he was visiting Moscow, giving him the code name Krasnov. If that were not to be the case, if Donald Trump, if that's not true, let me rephrase this. Let me just pause and stop that. What would Donald Trump be doing differently if he were, in fact, an agent of the KGB?
He'd be doing what every American president and every patriot in this country and every member of the military did. Of course, he was not, because he was a draft dodger, but he would be doing everything to stand up to the Ruskies, keep them out of Eastern Europe, support Zelensky, support the sanctions against Russia, and then absolutely talk to Russia, sit down with Russia, and say, Rusky, you're 145 million people hogging 11 time zones of gas and oil. There is nothing of value in your culture in the last 1,000 years. You will no longer screw around with us in civilization. You'll get the hell out of Ukraine, and we will treat you well, whatever that means. But you will not continue to attack Western civilization. That's what he'd do.
That's what he would do if he were not a Russian agent. If he were a Russian agent, Matt, what would he be doing differently right now than what he is already doing?
Right. He is a Russian agent, so he's doing what he's doing. And the thing is, he has turned in the middle of a war against the Ruskies, who are also threatening Eastern Europe, in the middle of a war, saying that our guy, the good guy, Zelensky, is a dictator. They say, is Putin a dictator? No, he wouldn't say Putin's a dictator. Putin is a sadist. Putin is a genocidal sadist. And millions of people were killed by Stalin in Ukraine, millions by Hitler, and now there'll be millions by Putin. He is siding with torturers. He is siding with what Putin's going to do. The eastern part of Ukraine is Christian, largely Catholic. The western part of Ukraine is Orthodox. It was Russian Orthodox as well as Greek Orthodox. He's going in killing them all. He's killing them all, like he did in Hungary, like he did in Czechoslovakia. When I say he, I mean the Ruskies. The commie Ruskies do not have a civilization that is of value to Western civilization. Now, we'd like to accommodate them. We'd like to treat them well. They only understand force. They understand the roll newspaper across the snout. That's all they understand. And we cannot have a commie Rusky agent in the White House, but we do now, and we're not going to put up, if the hell with the text, call. Let's hear your voice, Jack, and you tell me what, that you think that Putin is a good guy? You're not going to get very far in this station. There's a lot of other stations you can call.
855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Matt Flynn joining me. Let's get to some of those callers. L.A. Tom, our pal from California. Welcome, Tom. What are your thoughts today?
Absolutely, Matt. Love you. However, I think we really, really need to stop trying to either carry water or cover for these people in Congress. First off, all those senators that voted these people into power should not ever be given a pass. And what I mean by that, the different people that are in the cabinet. And second off, and we cannot forget that those votes are very, very important to the history and to the future of the United States of America. And if these people are afraid about their next election, or if they're afraid about, you know, their safety, physical safety, then get the hell out of the way. Get out of Washington, retire. It's not a big deal. We all make it every day by not being a congressperson, and they need to stop this. And we need to stop giving them cover like, oh, boy, they're afraid of their safety. Screw that. You know what? You picked this job. And if you can't get security or whatever it is, get the hell out.
Right. Hey, Matt, you know, it is, and thank you for the call, Tom. I always appreciate it. I do concur in that regard. I mean, if you are an elected official and you are afraid of your constituents, maybe you're on the wrong side.
Right on. And right on, Tom, brother. Thank you for calling. Right on, Tom. The fact is that there are 50 of these Republicans who have voted for Tulsi Gabbard, Hegseth, Robert Kennedy Jr. They voted for people that do not like the United States. They hate the United States. They love Russia. Tired of people who love Russia. And you're absolutely right. Either lead or get out of the way. Lead or get out of the way. They are afraid of their physical safety, some of them. And so you are permitted under the new federal rules to use your campaign funds to hire security. So hire security. And the other thing is you have a commander-in-chief, so to speak, Corporal Bonespurs is up there, who will not only not use his Justice Department to prosecute people who threaten you, but he'll encourage them to threaten you. And if they're caught, he'll pardon them. That's what happened on January 6th. He encouraged them to hang his own vice president, to beat up cops. You remember Michael Fanone, who was almost kicked to death?
Mm-hmm.
This is the most disgusting thing of all. The people who were pardoned went back to Capitol Hill, walked around taunting where they had walked, threatened the cops again, and Michael Fanone and his mother had death threats. Michael Fanone and his mother had death threats. These people are not Americans. We don't want them in this country. We want to get rid of them, but we have a president who will pardon them. That's one of the paradoxes. So hire security and stay there. You should not have voted for Hegseth. You shouldn't have voted for Tulsi Gabbard. You shouldn't have voted for Robert Kennedy Jr. You should not have Kash Patel. This guy, Kash Patel, his people came from the Gujarat province in India, which was invaded by the Muslims in the 14th century. Claims he's a Hindu now. He has a scraggly, weird beard. So he's in there now, and he's going to go, okay, you agents who went to Fordham and Brigham Young and the University of Alabama and the University of Minnesota, you kowtow, boy, you get down on your knees in front of me or you're fired. Why are we letting him do that? Throw him out. He's bringing right-wing foreigners into this country, Elon Musk, the South African. None of these people have the iota of Western values or American values, not an iota. And he is using them as mercenaries. That's got to stop.
Matt Flynn joining me, taking more of your calls, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I'm getting in trouble. You put Matt on hold and grab Chris, please. How are we doing there? Oh, we lost him again. All right, let's get to Chris. Hey, Chris, welcome. We'll get Matt back on the line. Welcome, Chris. What do you got for us?
Hi. Yeah, I called because Matt had said that he felt that the race was about who would lead us in war, and he was indicating that this had something to do with the war in Ukraine, and that is why Kamala Harris lost the race. And the war that everybody was looking at was the genocide in Gaza. And the reason that I believe that the Democrats have lost is because a lot of people have lost faith in them, not just because of what happened this year, but what happened back in 16 with Bernie, what happened in 2020 when all the candidates dropped out and the only one left was Bernie and then Biden. And then I think that when we had people pull out of our primaries, when we had a senatorial race, I think that was a problem. I think you lose the trust of the people that are knocking your doors and doing your phone calls when they give up their weekends and their time with their family to get out there and get the vote out for people that you're told that you need to get the vote out for. And we're going to have a dictator, and this is the most important race in your life. And you give up years upon years of your work and your time, and then they pull out your candidates and don't give you a choice but tell you you're fighting for democracy. I think it's pretty hard to sell that anymore. So I think that the trust of the people has been lost in many ways because of the way that the people have been led around by the nose from one election to another, that we just miss every single piece of legislation that is to be passed for the people by one Democrat not voting. So I think that that's the issue. I don't think Ukraine was the war that we were actually concentrating on. I also don't appreciate the Russian people being thrown in this as if they're bad people. They're being led by a dictator, much in the way that we're being led by Trump.
Thank you for that, Chris. Matt Flynn, your thoughts, sir.
Yeah, well, let me give you a couple of thoughts. I think that the point is well taken, that people lost trust in the Democrats, I think, for a variety of reasons. But I take exception with a couple of things. One is, you talked about the genocide in Gaza. The genocide is attempted genocide of the Jewish people. We stand with Israel. The fact of the matter is that the Democratic Party is pro-Israel, and the fact of the matter is that the Democratic Party, going back to Harry Truman, when he recognized Israel in 1948, is we stand with them. The Palestinian people are fine people, and we want to make peace with them. But the events of October 7 were sadism. Sadism by Islamic Jihad. We're not going to put up with that. We stand with Israel. When it comes to Ukraine, we stand with Ukraine. And when it comes to Russia, all people are good. All people are created in the image and likeness of God. Everybody, in my view, is equal. But the fact is that Russia, 1,000 years ago, was a forest inhabited by wolves. And yet Ukraine had been a civilization for 300 years before that. And since then, the only period really of civilization in Russia was in the 19th century, and they produced Pushkin and they produced Tchaikovsky and so forth. 20th century, communism comes in. There's been a century of torture and fraud and sadism. And we're tired of it. We're just very, very tired of it. So we say to a people, okay, you're good people innately, but you're led by a sadist and a genocidal thug. Why don't you throw him out? Why don't you stop doing that?
And I get that, Matt, but certainly Trump is not genocidal to this point. But aren't Europeans saying that to us right now, Matt? I mean, certainly we can't put everything that Trump does on you or me or Jess, right? I mean, we have elections. It's a different circumstance. We're not happy with it, but you can't do you broad brush the entire country and everyone in it because of the failings of a particular leader or the inability or unwillingness to stand up against that kind of authoritarianism.
Right. There's nothing said by anybody in this show that the people in Russia themselves are bad people. I am saying they occupy 11 time zones, biggest country in the world, of gas and oil, and all they have done is cause a hell of a lot of trouble throughout their entire existence. And they're not alone. Persia, which renamed itself Iran in the 1930s, has been a thorn in the side of any civilized people in the world going back to the Greeks and the Romans. Now, does that mean that every Iranian is a bad person? No. Is every Russian a bad person? No. But we are entitled to say their leadership and what they have permitted to bubble up are evil. We're not going to put up with them. And you can't just say, well, but some of the people are good, so maybe we should pull our punches. When it comes to Trump, he is a criminal. He is an evil, bad man who's betraying us, and we have a democracy, and we're standing up against him. You are right, and Tom of L.A. is right, that you can't have these chickens, these eunuchs in the Senate, go, oh, I'm afraid of my safety, so I'm going to vote for Tulsi Gabbard. And Hegg said, no, we're not going to put up with that either. But we have a free press. You're a free journalist. I'm a free caller now. And so I think that the caller made a very good point that there's been trust lost by the Democratic Party. We're very down in the polls. And I think that she's absolutely right that in the Senate race, people dropped out. People thought there wasn't a competitive
primary for president.
Sorry, Matt, going to have to cut you short there. Thank you so much for giving us your opinion, your thoughts today. Come back with us. Tell us something good. 855-752-4842.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The North Carolina Supreme Court declined to fast-track a challenge by a GOP Supreme Court candidate who lost in November by 734 votes. And super PACs backed by Elon Musk are pouring millions into Wisconsin's 2025 Supreme Court race. After two recounts, incumbent North Carolina Supreme Court Justice Allison Riggs led by 734 votes, with 5.5 million ballots cast. Her GOP challenger, Judge Jefferson Griffin, claims as many as 65,000 of those voters were ineligible. February 17th, Griffin filed in appeals court, but the State Elections Board requested a fast track to the state Supreme Court. February 20th, that request was denied, and the case is likely to be heard later this year. The New York Times reported Elon Musk's America PAC is spending $1 million on GOP voter turnout for an April 1st Wisconsin Supreme Court race. Musk's Building America Future PAC has also booked another $1.5 million supporting former GOP State Attorney General Brad Schimmel. His opponent, Judge Susan Crawford, raised over $7.7 million so far with outside spending via donations to the Wisconsin Democratic Party. The 2023 election of Justice Janet Prusiewicz resulted in fairer redistricting maps for the first time in over a decade. Find more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for listening. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I want to thank our most recent guest, Matt Flynn. Boy, he's got some opinions, and we certainly appreciate sharing those.
You remember when we were planning for the show and you said, hey, Jess, you think I can get Matt to call Trump a Russian agent? And I said, yeah, within like 5 minutes.
And like 3 minutes in, he said it. Matt doesn't pull the punches. And certainly, you know, he has his very strong opinions, and we can agree or disagree on some of those things. But the one that he does have a bead on the authoritarianism, and he's never strayed from that concern. And he's always been articulate and very pointed in his criticism of Donald Trump. And I know I kind of butchered when I asked him the question, and I had to let him answer. So what I asked Matt was, and the point was, that if Donald Trump, if we assume to all of our mega texters out there that Donald Trump is in fact not a Russian agent, then what would he be doing differently if he were?
Mm-hmm.
That's the question. And once we kind of got through it all and got what I was saying, you know, he chuckled because, yeah, man, I mean, what would he be doing differently? He is embracing the Vladimir Putin's world vision, worldview. That's what he's doing.
He's parroting Kremlin talking points the same as he did during the first administration and the same as he did throughout Biden's presidency. This is not new. This is a pattern. This is a strong pattern. And when you hear hooves, don't go looking for zebras. It's just a horse.
It's not a duck. 855-7.
When was the last time you saw a duck with hooves, Dom?
I was just saying, if it walks and quacks, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You know, we like to end on a good note, a positive note,
a happy note.
So tell us something good, 855-75-CIVIC. Jennifer, she texts in, hello, Dom and Jess. My something good is that I just received a book about how ancient trees communicate with other plant life in the woods. Nature knows more than we do.
Oh my God, that is so fascinating. These trees, especially the, so in sort of clusters of trees, there's usually one tree that's bigger and older called a mother tree that can help to sort of coordinate the funneling of nutrients and
that's
make
crazy.
Sure that, you know, everyone around the mother tree,
what?
They all survive.
The mother tree doesn't take all the nutrients for itself
no.
and then hoard all
no,
the nutrients
doesn't.
And then sit on the nutrients while all the other little trees need to pick themselves up by their bootstraps.
That's, not at all.
That's not how nature works?
No.
No. Huh. Interesting.
Crazy.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Thank you for that, Jennifer. So let's see. We got some callers. Angie from Monroe, you are up. Please tell us something good.
Okay. My good thing is I have two newly adopted puppies. Well,
aww.
One was I found her in the woods and in Argyle. Like, it took me a month to catch her, and I caught her. She was out in the woods for like 2 months. So,
oh.
Yeah, nobody owned her. And then the other one came from New Orleans. So, yeah, and
aww.
I just love them to death. And today was their first day at the dog park.
Oh,
and
did they have the best
so
time?
Good.
Did they get all muddy?
They did. I went to Freeport. They have a really good dog park in Freeport. I said, so just to let you guys know, at their Humane Society, it's only $5 for a dog.
Oh,
so,
nice.
Yeah, and, yeah, it's all fenced in. You can let your dogs run. There's sections, so that way you can go in different sections. You know, so that way you don't have your little dog with the big dog.
Right, getting run over by the big dog.
A private spot. Yeah, yeah, people are respectful and stuff like that. So, yeah, always spay and neuter, people. Always spay and neuter. Just let you know.
Yes, please.
That's how you end your program. Spay and neuter, man.
Yeah, there's something good. All right, Angie. Appreciate your contribution today, 855-752-4842-855-75. So we've got a lot of texts, but none of them are telling us something good. They're all responding to Matt, and some are valid, some maybe less so, but we're not going to go there. We only got a couple minutes left. And unfortunately, given my total lack of clock management, we are not able to play Harvey K's Toast to Thomas Paine today. So. Tomorrow. We'll get to it tomorrow.
Yes, we will.
We'll start out our last segment tomorrow of Tell Us Something Good with our pal Harvey K. And I know he's going to be joining you next week, I believe.
Indeed,
right?
Next week, Tuesday, we're going to get a full 2 hours of Harvey K and Jess P.S.
Harvey K's cheating on me with Jess.
It's going to be fun.
It is. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to be out of the studio for about 4 or 5 shows.
Five shows.
Uh-huh. I look forward to that. I'll be remote somewhere warm.
Yeah, you and Harvey are trading places.
I know. I was going to see Harvey in Florida, but he's leaving
ships
the day
the
I arrive. Yes, that's how it is.
Mm-hmm.
Jess, we only got a minute or two left. Anything you want to share today?
Yeah. I had a really excellent conversation with my 7th graders yesterday. So I am just amazed at the progress that this class has made.
Aww.
And just the progression that we have every day of them coming in. And I just see them by their hoodies and,
right.
You know, hoodie up, drawstrings fully pulled. So I just see like a nose sticking out. And by the end of the day, they're all leaned in and we're having a great conversation. And it just was a good teaching moment.
Aww,
I just,
that's nice.
I was real proud of myself.
Well, maybe that has something to do with the teacher. I got to go visit my mother yesterday, and you know, she's 79 years old. She's in memory care. She's got some dementia and in the chair and doesn't really get around at all. It's hard sometimes, you know, she sunsets, is that the term?
Yep.
As it gets
yep.
later. But when I was there, she looked up at me and in a moment of clarity, she said, "You are so good looking."
Oh,
I said, "Oh, my," I said, you think I'm good? You should see my parents. Thank you to Matt Flynn joining us. Thank you, Jess P.S., for all that you do, folks. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. I promise, Harvey K. A little overtime with Maggie Dawn as well. Now, stick around. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba is coming up next. Have a great night.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Our old friend Luke Mathers is back for a Tuesday Tangent with Lukester. We'll find out what's grinding his gears and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Trevi Olsen joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends, period.
That matters.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump said today there could soon be a deal to end the fighting in Ukraine.
It's time to end this bloodletting and restore peace, and I think we're going to do it.
He was hosting the French president at the White House. At the UN, the U.S. split from European allies by refusing to blame Russia for its invasion and votes on 3 resolutions. The Office of Personnel Management, which sent the email telling federal workers to report what they'd accomplished over the past week, is now telling federal agency heads they can decide for themselves if their workers should comply. There are prayer services for the Pope at St. Peter's Square. Chris Lipsey has the latest update.
The Vatican says Pope Francis's condition has slightly improved, and the kidney issue discovered over the weekend is not a cause for concern.
The Pope is still in critical condition. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.